Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so thankful that each of you are here this morning. Welcome to the UPC of Paris. Before we get started this morning, I just wanted to talk for just a few minutes here. We have Mother's Memorial coming up. That's something that we give to every year. For those that may not be very familiar with it, it is a ladies' ministry in the UPCI that we use, that the ladies collect funds and they help different ministries within our organization, such as Tupelo Children's Mansion, New Beginnings, Lighthouse Ranch for Boys, Foreign Missions, North American Missions, and so much more. And so our offering is coming up that's due at the beginning of July. So this morning we do have some pledge cards that are going to be available. And the offering that we're going to take up is going to be the last Sunday of this month, which is June 28th. And at the end of the service, our ushers are going to have those available for you to pick up one if you would like to make a commitment on what you would like to give. But at this time, we do have a video that we're going to play. That way, it just there's a few testimonials on there exactly what our Mother's Memorial goes for. Believe in the Lord to move this morning. As soon as this is done, then we'll move into our worship.
In 1956, a hard-earned $4,930.63 was raised to help local churches, sending resources to pastors and their families. Since its humble launch, Mother's Memorial continues to support the local church.
It may shock you to realize that over the last 3 years, we have started nearly 700 brand new churches. We have trained nearly 1,500 church planters through launch. From the very beginning, Mother's Memorial nearly fully funded launch. Without Mother's Memorial, I don't know how we would have funded that. It certainly made it possible for us to get it up and going immediately.
Just 1 year later, in 1957, the vision expanded to help missionaries overseas, supplying appliances and birthday cards to the children of missionaries.
Nothing in the world, and this that's hyperbole for sure, but nothing in the world felt as wonderful as when we actually got to a place and we had a washer and a dryer. Like, thanks to Mother's Memorial, thanks to, like, people sacrificing in North America, it became very real. Thank you. Whoever's watching this, thank you for everything you do. We've lived it. We're not living it right now in the same way, but we've lived it. We've had the privilege to be in missionary homes around the world. A major common denominator among United Pentecostal Church missionaries around the world is that I know they're going to have nice appliances. I know they're going to have families that are well taken care of because the ladies of the United Pentecostal Church for the last 70 years have made it a point that our missionary families are going to be taken care of. That is an organizational win.
Amazing.
On a level that I really don't know that you can appreciate it fully until you live it. Thank you.
The mission has continued to expand to meet new needs. Every year, we're sending foreign students to Bible school.
The common denominator among those that have opened probably the last 10, 12 nations for the UPCI, Bible school students that were supported by Mother's Memorial over the last 30 years. Countries like Cape Verde, countries like Sao Tome and Principe, countries like Equatorial Guinea, you've literally been a part of opening nations to the gospel because you planted seeds long term. Thank God for Mother's Memorial.
What started as a seed of giving has blossomed into a global support system with support for Global Missions, North American Missions, Tupelo Children's Mansion, New Beginnings, and more. 70 years later, we remember how far we've come and celebrate the new stories ahead. To write your name in the story of Mother's Memorial, visit ladiesministries.com.
Thank God for that. Amen. That's awesome. Why don't we all stand together today? Amen. We're so thankful to have you in church on a Sunday morning. Amen. Nothing like being able to give. Amen. Amen. This church is a giving church, and we thank you so much for your contributions. And this, of course, we always say it, if you'll give it, I promise you, God will give it back. It may not be always in a financial way, but God will give back to you. Amen. And so I highly encourage you to pray about that. Think about that. They'll have these cards to help you. And it's going to be a great thing. Amen. Welcome to the United Pentecostal Church of Paris on a Sunday morning. If you are a guest, thank you for coming. Give our guests a hand. God bless you. Amen. Our prayer is that you leave here encouraged, blessed, touched today. As always, don't leave the same way you came. Amen. Amen. That's the objective of every service. And it's so good to have Brother and Sister Proctor with us. They love and appreciate them. Amen. God bless the Proctors. It's going to be a great day here at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. I do want to take care of the announcements today before we get into worship. I do want to remind you, if you've not, we keep saying this, I know, like a broken record, but if you've not downloaded the My Church app, please download the My Church app. This helps you stay up to date with anything happening here at UPC. And any prayer requests goes out on that now. Our calendar's on there. There's a QR code in the lobby. You can scan that code on your phone. If you need help, someone will always help you, all right? And but just please get connected to our church. The goal of that is to stay connected, amen? We're trying to build a community here. Amen. It's bigger than just coming to church on Sunday and Wednesdays. Amen. We are a community, and we want to make sure everyone's connected here at the UPC of Paris, so please download that. We'd appreciate that. And everyone said wedding bells. Amen. Bells will be ringing, all right? Jessica and Blake are getting married on June the 12th. We're excited for them. Give them a hand. We're excited about that. It's going to be a great day in their life. Amen. So keep that in mind. There's a box in the foyer, and you can give to that cards, what have you. They'll always take your money. I promise you. No one's ever said no to money, all right? Amen. So be careful. Help the new couple out, and God will bless them for that. Amen. Coming up June 13th. Everyone said June 13th. That's next Saturday is men's breakfast from 8 to 10 at the R.L. Meyer Center. Don't want to miss that. It's always a great time. Our men's ministry does an excellent job with men's breakfast. So, guys, if you have a friend, invite a friend next Saturday. It'll be a great time here at the Family Life Center from 8 to 10. Also, this starts, or our summer schedule starts next Sunday. And summer schedule is just one service on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., but in that summer schedule, we'll have things happening on Sunday nights from time to time. And we do have an event next Sunday evening. It's a church cookout here, again, at the R.L. Meyer Center from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be a water slide provided for the kids, burgers, hot dogs. It'll be a great time here next Sunday night. Please RSVP. Everyone said this Wednesday night. We need to know who's coming. So please make sure you RSVP for that on this by Wednesday night. For next Sunday evening, it's going to be a great time. Everyone said Friday. I know it's a lot of announcements, but just stay with us. Everyone said Friday, July 10th. God's going to bless the Astros to win a game, amen. So next on that night is a men's group night. We're all going. If you want to go to an Astros Rangers game in Arlington, and there's a sign up sheet in the foyer. Only 4 tickets are left. So if you haven't signed up for that, please do so. 4 tickets left. It's $60 a person. We'll leave the church here at 4 p.m. And the sign-up and the payment is due also by this Wednesday night. We've been announcing this here for some weeks now. But if you'd like to go, take your son, go by yourself. However, it'd be a great time with our guys on July the 10th. You don't want to miss that. Also, Wednesday, June 17th is Jams and U-Turn Gym Night. It's going to be a great time. And, of course, as my wife's already mentioned, June 28th is Mother's Memorial Deadline offering. Everyone say, thank God he's done with that. Amen. Now I'm playing. Announcements are important, but I do want to reemphasize this. My church app will have all this stuff on there. So if you've not downloaded that, be sure and download that, and you'll have access, and you won't have to text 55 people trying to find out what's happening here at UPC Paris. Amen. Today's going to be a great day. And the reason why I know it's going to be a great day, it's not because I'm speaking some positive confession in the atmosphere. It's not because I've got some great thing to tell you. It's because the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day. You may have woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed. Perhaps your hair wasn't fixed just right. Perhaps your glad rags didn't come together just like you thought they would. But that's all right. Amen? Doesn't matter if you walked in down, you can leave up today. Yeah. Amen. Why? Because God is in the house, and God is going to move among us today, and God's going to do a great work among us today. You believe that today? Amen. If you've never experienced the power of the Holy Ghost, you can leave today experiencing the power of the Spirit. Amen. I'm telling you, if you walked in heavy, you hear me, you can leave light today. Amen. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord. Jesus, we love you. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for this time together. We pray your Spirit would move among us today. We pray the Holy Ghost, God, would do what only you can do, Jesus. I pray you bless this house. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the Lord today. We love you, God. Worship with our team this morning.
There's an anthem rising from the ashes. There's an army rising up today. Let the praises ring from every mountain. Hear the nations lifting up your name. Every tongue has to cry out, oh. My God will make a way, so I am not.
That's how you feel. Give the Lord the praise that he deserves right now. Come on, somebody. God, we love you today. Thank you, God, for always going before us. Thank you, God, for always going behind us, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The adversary understands that his power is relegated to what kind of authority I give him in my life. The Bible says when the devil came to try to steal the body of Moses from the angel did something that I love, and I've used this before in my own prayer. He simply said, "The Lord rebuke thee." In other words, I ain't got time to deal with this one. Lord, I can't even do this by myself. I need you to take care of whatever it is that's going on in my life. Anyone ever been annoyed by a gnat? Anyone ever been fishing? Lots of fish, right? And you're fishing or whatever you're doing outside, and the gnats won't leave your ears alone, won't leave you alone. That's a lot how the adversary likes to work. He's just a gnat. The problem is we let him buzz all day long. And the key is understanding what authority you have as a born-again, Holy Ghost-filled believer that he can't stay. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Asking for our ushers to come to receive our tithe and offering. Amen. Again, thank you for your faithfulness in giving. God bless you for that. We greatly appreciate your giving to the house of the Lord. Because of you, we have lights, we have AC. Thank you again for your giving. God bless you in Jesus' name. I did fail to mention this a few minutes ago, that we do have a 6 p.m. service tonight. And you don't want to miss tonight, where the Stan Cook is going to be here with us singing tonight. If you're of maybe, and I'm 40, but I was raised on Southern Gospel, but if you ever heard of the Magruders growing up, a great, great gospel group. And he sung for years with the Magruders and some incredible classic songs. And he'll be here tonight singing. He'll do some ministering, but you'll be blessed greatly. Amen. So don't miss that tonight, 6 p.m., Brother Stan Cook. It's going to be a great night here at the UPC of Paris. Amen? Amen, amen. Amen. I do want to mention this before we go into our offering. Brother Jackie had given me a card. Wayland, it's Brother Jackie's cousin, has been having some health issues. And I would ask, can we just pray for him right quick for Wayland right now? Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch this gentleman. You know what's going on in his body. Lord, we know your word is clear, God. With your stripes, we are healed, God. We pray according to your will that you would heal his body, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. Save his soul, God. Touch him today in Jesus' name. Lord, bless this offering in the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said amen. Amen. Worship with our team as they sing one more song before the man of God comes to preach today.
Be lifted high in this place. Lord, we want you, no one.
miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this day. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this day.
Oh, with Jesus it will happen.
Jesus, it will happen.
Do you need a miracle today? He's here.
Oh, yes. With Jesus, it will happen. With Jesus, it will happen. With Jesus, it will happen in this world.
Chains are broken.
Eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. Hearts are bending, grace extended. Miracles are in this place.
There's a miracle in here. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. This place, I believe it.
A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place.
Oh,
with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. Jesus, it will happen. With Jesus, it will happen in this place.
When chains are broken,
eyes are open, miracles are in this place. Hearts are mended, grace extended. Miracles are in this place.
Amen. Let's love the Lord together right now. God, we love you. We worship you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It really doesn't matter what you walked in with today. Amen. You can leave changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Man, the Bible records a story. Brother Proctor is fixing to come preach to us. The Bible records a story of a man named Joash. The Bible says the man of God was on his deathbed and Joash went to see him. And the Bible says that he instructed Joash to shoot the arrow out the window, and the Bible says when he did that the Lord spoke through the man of God and told him, the arrow of deliverance is in your hand. He said, I want you to smite the ground. The Bible says, it's a tragic story, but one I feel to say before the man of God comes to preach to us today. The Bible says that Joash smote the ground three times, and the Bible says he stopped. The Bible says the preacher became mad and said, if you'd have just done it six times, five or six times, you would have had complete, total victory over the adversary. Well, the reason I say that is this, is so many services we walk in and we say things, I've tried it two or three times and nothing's happened yet. I've reached out to God before and he didn't answer when I asked. I've tried it two times, three times. I think I'll just stop. Let me encourage you today in the name of Jesus. Go back and pray one more time. Go back and worship one more time. Go back and praise one more time. Do not give up on the Lord. Amen. God's got you. Amen. We're honored today. Have Brother Proctor come preach to us today, my friend. love and appreciate Brother Proctor. Welcome him as he comes today to preach the word of the Lord to us today in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. You may be seated. It's good to be here in Paris. Good to have my pequeña bonita mariposa, my beautiful little butterfly. Good to have my wife here. Kim, it's good to see you. Good to see your husband. Good to see everybody. And appreciate the Lord. The Lord is kind. You know, as you get older, things change, don't they? I remember calling Brother Arlton Bristow. Some of you may not know who he was. Him and his both wife have gone on. I called him one day, and Brother Jerry, I said, did you get depressed when you realized you couldn't do what you did do? He said, oh, yeah. You know, I have done this before. I'd put on my trousers, and I'd just hold them out and then jump up in them. Here a while back, Brother Jerry, I said, nah, not today. I don't think we're going to try that no more. And, you know, things change. Your body changes. I have a great report. Sister Proctor is still cancer-free. Thank the Lord for that. And when they found out she had throat cancer, the next day I passed out on top of a chainsaw while it was running. And when I come to, it was wide open. But my hand was about this far from the chain. I'd fallen on the backside, and they determined they wouldn't come out and say I had a seizure, because I've been telling everybody I hadn't had a seizure in 18 years. And I hadn't had. But I told the doctor, he said, well, you might have had a seizure. And then it's been a year. One test after another, they called me. And, you know, I've never had a doctor to call me and say, how you doing today? They don't do that, but this one did. I said, man, I've got a fine doctor. He wants to know how I'm doing. I said, how you doing? I wanted to ask him how the fishing was. And then the lady, she said, your heart quit beating last night. I said, do tell. I said, how long? She said, 4 seconds, and I giggled. She said, it's not funny. It's very dangerous. So I had to go see him again. And he said, I said, you know, you told me that all your practice, you've never met anybody like me. He said, I've got the answer now. You definitely did not have a seizure. You need a defibrillator. I said, okay. I said, when you want to do this? Quickly. It's dangerous, and I'm worried about it. So they got me in there. You know, they tell you quickly, and then you got to wait about 3 weeks. You know, hurry up and get up here, but wait a And so I went out there and had that put in. And, man, they determined I did not have a seizure. And they said that if I don't have a seizure between now and November, they're going to take me off the seizure medicine. And I thank God for that. I believe everything's going to work all right, Brother Benny. Man, I'm telling you what, I got metal. You know, I've had 4 car wrecks, and never one of them been my fault. But the last one nearly took me out. But I got metal in my neck, metal in my knees, and I got metal in my chest. I felt like a $1 million man. And so I went walking here just a couple of weeks ago with Sister Proctor, and I went up and got walking at a fast pace. My heart rate kept going. I kept feeling good. I'm out in the yard working, just going, going, going. God is a good God. He is a good God. Sister Proctor's got a sister named Chrisella. Chrisella called her, and she said, I have a rare form of cancer. They don't even know how to treat it. And so we went to see Chrisella. She's a very sweet, very kind, a very quiet person. And when she talks, she's just real soft-spoken. And we prayed for her, and then they went back to the doctor, and they did something else. And then finally she called her, and she said, the doctor said today he could not find no tumors. I had 3. They just told me about 2. She said, but today I'm cancer-free. We're living for a miracle-working God. Now, let's be honest about this. I can't help you unless I'm honest. I had it in my mind. I tell Sister Proctor, I said, well, you need to brace yourself. She said, I am. God's going to heal her. I said, well, you know, you got to use reality. I go around preaching faith all the time, and here I was, and I just were being kind. I said, yeah, we're going to believe God. And then when she looked at me, and she said they couldn't find no cancer. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting bold. My God, I feel God. No, the truth of the matter is sometimes our faith is weak, but somebody else's is strong. That's why he said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You've got to bear one another's burden. Somebody comes to you and say, help me pray. Don't turn your nose to it. Come on, God is trying to use you to do something to help somebody else. That's what the kingdom of God is about. It's not about finding out who's doing wrong, who's doing right. I was preaching in Bethel Grove, Louisiana several years ago, and a lady come walking up to me, and she wringing her hands, and she had tears in her eyes. She said, has the Lord spoke to you about me? I said, no, baby, he's too busy working on me right now. How many in here have trouble? How many liars we got in here? Come on. If you say you don't have any trouble, then you're brain dead. You're dead from the neck up. Everybody's got trouble, but trouble don't have to have you. We can rise above it. We can rise above our trouble. I remember several years ago, Brother Benny Brown, Brother Roland Kinnemer, and myself, we would meet out here. Oh, I can't remember what night of the week it was, but we'd meet. We'd go back there. It was the old prayer room back in there, that far room. And we was praying, just talking to the Lord, and Roland stopped, I stopped, and we all stopped, and there was three of us, but there were four voices. And the fourth voice was magnifying the Lord. We knew what it was. It was an angelic presence of God. I'm here to tell somebody that God has sent an angel to your house. It's time for you to look up in faith and start believing that God is going to take care of your situation. Come on, I don't understand everything about God. I'm not God, but I do know this much. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Come on, somebody, hear me this morning. If we can ever get the anointing of God to work in our heart and get a hold of God and believe God, and God's going to do what he wants to do. See, faith is, my God, I've got another direction, but I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, faith is not the belief that God's going to do what you want him to do. Faith is the belief that God's going to do what's right. He's going to go by his word. He will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. I ain't going to lie, Brother Jerry. I get irritated at people talking about, I need a financial miracle. And they go to McDonald's four times a day. I hear it all the time. People say, we need deliverance. If you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you spoke in tongues that the Spirit of God come in, you don't need deliverance. You got deliverance right then. What you need now is discipline. Oh, my God, I'm making you nervous. Come on, you need some discipline about you. You can't complain about your attitude when you don't even try to work on it. You can't complain about griping when you won't even stop it. I was sitting at the bar. We got a bar. No, bar, you know. My wife and I, we was at the bar the other night. Well, Island would be a better place to call it. And I got to telling her what all she's going to do. She had her phone. She said, come back to earth. Just come back to earth. Come on, it's time for some of us to come back to earth. Come on, we talk about miracles, but then we talk about unbelief on the same voice. You can't have a miracle of God. You can't speak faith and speak doubt the next time. You got to say, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. God knows how to take care of you, but his primary goal for you, he's not as concerned about your finances, your health, your emotions, as he's concerned about your will of God in your life. He's concerned about you getting close to him and living for him. Come on, somebody, let's praise him a little bit. God does strange things. You might as well say, man, it's strange. Why would he turn water into wine? Why would he part the Red Sea, part the Jordan River? Why would he? Oh, and this goes on and on. He's showing his glory. And we pray and ask God, have your way in my life. And when something comes your way, it's not comfortable, you want to say, God's mad at me. No, baby, he's just trying to get his glory to shine through your life. And when you can stand up with a backbone, man or woman, it doesn't matter what takes place in your life, and you worship the Lord regardless of what's taking place, God is going to get glory out of it, and then God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. God wants to fill people with the Holy Ghost today. God wants to heal people today. But we got to get past our own flesh and get into the mind of the realm of the Spirit. I know what it's like to see loved ones die. I know what it's like to ask, are you going to heal? And they say no. And the Lord says no. God doesn't heal everybody. He doesn't. But the Bible said there is a sickness unto death. Something's going to take you out. You know, I have no fear of death. Brother Benny, I've skirted death several times in my life. I was laughing telling Brother and Sister Davis yesterday, when I was a little boy, I watched Superman. Well, I'm a little boy. I don't think like a boy, like a man. I do now. But I got me a towel and made me a cape. And I went up on the house and I dove off. I flew right straight to the ground. I like to broke my fool neck when I went down. And then one time I got all excited right after the Vietnam War started in 1963, is right after it started. And they had the special forces over there. It was all talk of the news. My aerosol cans, little cornfields have big ears. Okay, there are none of them in here. But I would put those aerosol cans in the burn barrel. Remember when you used to burn your trash? And they would lay there, and I would be behind the stick, behind a log or whatever I had built up, and I'd say, kaboom, and I go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I had my bombs in there, and it didn't go off. So I walked over there and I looked and it went off. When it went off, I got up and I started rubbing my eyes and I wasn't hurt as bad as I thought I was. And I started and have never had anybody to play with. It's just me. I said, oh yeah, Sarge, I'm hit. And Sarge talked to you. You ever talk to yourself? Then you are crazy. Everybody talks to themselves. It's just when you ain't. No, I do that too. And so I'm up there, and I said, I'm hit. And Sarge said, you okay, soldier? He said, yes, sir. I said, yes, sir. Good fight, soldier. I started dragging my little weapon in the dirt. And directly I smelled something. It was me. I was on fire. The back of my shirt was burning. My daddy always said, don't ever run. Drop and roll. And I remembered that, and I laid down. And I tell you, I lost that war that day. I had to hide the shirt. I knew I was going to get it beaten. And there was a lot of things. God kept his hand upon me. He protected me over the years. It's amazing how God has kept his hand upon you and myself. Many of us should have already been in our grave, but God kept his hand upon us. Many of us should be in prison today on drugs or whatever, but God has kept his hand upon you. Many of you should be in an insane asylum, but God has kept his hand upon you. Come on, somebody praise him. Your daddy, Roland Kinnaman, never did knock on a door. He was country when country wasn't cool. He didn't believe in knocking on the door. He'd stand out in front of y'all and say, Brother John. After a few times, I said, Roland's here. Why didn't he knock on the door? I said, he don't knock on doors. He just hollers. And he keeps hollering till you show up. It's time to pray. I said, well, let's go. We go pray. Come on, I'm here to tell you the Holy Ghost is standing at your door. He's calling your name. He's telling you, I'm not against you. I'm helping you. You're going through some things right now you don't understand. But God is choosing that to help you. Because how in the world are you going to be a help to anybody else until you know how to overcome something? Come on. me ask you a question. I said, God chose strange things. Jesus, now forget sound man, just forget me. You know me, I just do what I do. Jesus told the disciples, he said, you'll be offended because of me this night, and everybody's going to turn against me. And Peter said, not so, Lord. No, everybody, you know, I'll stay with you till the death. And then Peter, everybody criticizes Peter. He messed up, but he was on the day of Pentecost. He was a spokesman on the day of Pentecost. Has God got a Pentecost day in your life that you're going to have to go through some things before you can be what God wants you to be for somebody? And then he turned around and Jesus, I've always preached, I said, Jesus never talked negative, never talked. But I looked at the scripture, I read it, and never thought about it. And Jesus looked at Simon Peter, he said, I'm sorrowful unto death. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, tarry ye here while I go yonder and pray. Now before that, he told him, he said, before the cock crows, three times, you're going to deny me two times. Oh, not so, Lord. Then he went, he said, I'm sorrowful unto death. You read that out, how what it really means is Jesus was weeping. He was broken. He had the weight of the world on his shoulder. I love that song. He could have called for angels, armies by his side, but love refused to rescue as he was crucified. Come on, somebody hear me. God knew what was going on. He knew what he was going to be facing. And the men that he depended upon the most, he went a stone cast away and prayed, Father, be possible, let this cup pass from me. And then he come back and they were asleep. Then he said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Then he goes back again to pray and they come back and they're asleep. And he said, sleep on now, take your rest. It's time the Son of Man be delivered into the hand of sinners. When Jesus did that, and then he said, sleep on. Notice what he said. I've used this here before, I'm sure. You can't get up and walk around and be conscious if you're asleep. What was Jesus saying? I needed you a while ago when you was gone. But let's let the past lie. Come on, some of you need to forget about sins of yesterday. You need to quit talking about it to people. God forgave you of it. Why don't you turn loose of it and leave it alone? Come on, you're not going to be set free as long as you let your past dictate your future. If you become captive of your past, you'll never have a future that God wants you to have. But Jesus said the croc's going to crow. Why did he choose a rooster? Couldn't he say the owl's going to hoot or the cow's going to howl? Well, I personally believe there's a reason, Brother Davis. He said, before the cock crows three times. So I did a little research according to the gospel of Google. You get a lot of spiritual insight on Google. Some of it's not right, but I like this one. Brother Jerry, he said, scientists have actually taken roosters and put them in a box, like a plywood box, no light, and just lock it up. But a rooster has a built-in mechanism on the inside of his brain that when the dawn breaks, whether he can see the light or not, he's going to start crowing. There's always going to be another day. Can I tell somebody, you may feel like you're in the darkest day of your life, but that rooster wasn't just to tell Peter how bad he was. Jesus was trying to get him to understand. Peter, yes, you fell, but the rooster's going to crow because there's another day coming. Come on, somebody. Don't live in your past. Don't live in your failure. Get up and shake yourself. Somebody stand up and say hallelujah. Brother Proctor, I said this. Forget it. Paul said, forgetting those things. Brother Proctor, I did this. Forget it. Paul said, forgetting those things. Brother Proctor, I said this. Forget it. Forget those things which are behind. Pressing toward the mark, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Shake yourself like you've never been shaken and say the rooster's going to crow again. Come on, let's love him. I was in revival in Marlton, Arkansas several years ago. On this side was a young lady down there just sobbing her heart out. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, Cabo, he said, go tell her, quit praying that. I don't even know what she's talking about. So I went down. I said, the Lord told me what you're praying about. He doesn't know what to talk about. And you need to quit talking about it. She said, well, what I did, I said, why do you want me to know something God don't know? See, when the Lord forgives you, he forgets it. People are the one that doesn't forget it. And some people are never going to get ahead because everybody knows that they had biscuits or whatever on Facebook. They tell everything they know. And I know some of them, they're adding to some of the stuff they know. You ever been around somebody, they want to be bad, bad, Leroy Brown, bad. They're always talking about how bad they was. I know some of them. They wasn't that bad. They was just dreaming, baby. But if you are that bad, if you did do that, why don't you quit talking about it? Because you're never going to overcome it until you let it die. And I'm going to be careful what I say, how I say it. But I've got a problem. In our movement, all kind of movements. I thank God for people being delivered from drugs, skinhead, whatever. But why do we have to parade them across a platform and brag about what all they did? And they get up talking about what all the bad stuff they did. And you got a little virgin girl sitting on the pew, never did anything but live for God. Come on, you got a testimony greater than they got. God kept you out of it. God delivered you from it. Sister Davis, I was thinking about you this morning. When you was a little girl running around here, I was always gone. I never had the privilege of watching you grow up as a teenager. But you never dreamed you'd be the pastor's wife someday. But he was preparing you. He was getting you ready for it. Because he saw some qualities in you that you don't even see yet. Pastor, God has sent you here because he sees some qualities in you this church has never seen yet. This is a great church, great people. But I'm here to tell you, this church has got some qualities that have never come out yet. And God has sent you a man to help you grow in the Holy Ghost. Come on. You've had a bad time, the rooster's going to crow again. You've had some hard time, the rooster's going to crow again. It's been a hard year, yeah, but hang on. The rooster's going to crow again. See, if the devil can get you to talk about things that God doesn't even know, he can defeat you. I mean, I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. There's some of you that the devil's taking you down through memory lane, and you're already remembering things that God already forgot about. Get it out of your brain. Sister Proctor told me we was talking about something. She said, but you don't live there no more. See, that's the reason why I don't understand people. Now, I believe you need to. I believe you when you love somebody, you do mourn. But not for 11 years. I knew a lady personally. Her husband died, and 11 years later, she's still going to the cemetery and crying every day. There's something wrong with that picture. Yes, you got love in your heart. You got memories, but you got a life to live yourself. The late Sister Proctor called my daughter aside one time. She said, I want you to beg your daddy to get remarried. And I don't want him to wait. She said, I don't want him alone. Well, I said, I've got something to say about this. But when I met me mariposa, I didn't have nothing to say about it. And some people will judge you harshly over the craziest things. But you don't know what God's doing to you. You know, you try an adventure to get a job, and you get a work, and maybe you're going to open up your own business, and then you get it, and it's a flop. Is it time to quit? No, it's time to dream. Come on, we need to dream around here. I told you, we go to an Hispanic church. Brother Mendoza, he strikes me right about here. Everything's in Spanish. Now, I'm not going to get up here and show out, but my wife tells me I'm doing very good in Spanish. Hello, thank you. But I do get mixed up sometimes, and there's some words you just steer away from if you don't know what you're saying. Oh, I've cussed people out. They say, you're cussing bad. What does it? It don't matter. Just don't say it no more. Okay. Brother Mendoza, he strikes me right about here. He laid hands on my head here while back. He told his wife, he said, I really like Brother Proctor, but he wants me to pray for him. He's going to have to bend over. I'm on my tiptoes. But we had a move of God fall the other night in that little sanctuary. And my God, the Holy Ghost took over. People were shouting, people were crying, people were dancing. Come on, have we lost that ability to really worship like we did when we first got the Holy Ghost? When's the last time you really had an old-fashioned Pentecostal hoedown? Lady, when's the last time you shouted your hair down? You remember those days, Aunt Jane, when they went home and I counted the bobby pins? Come on, folks, let's get back to the old path. Come on, somebody stand up and say, yeah. Come on. Well, I just don't have the energy. Yeah, but you got some energy. Man, I can't run like I used to. I can't jump up. Have you heard that song, Another Day Old? I can't move the way that I used to. He said, every day gets a little bit slow. But as time keeps moving on, I'm moving on like the wind in the pines. Come on, somebody hear me. But the devil's not going to take away my joy of the Lord. The devil's not going to take away my worship. Come on, if I can't jump, I'll shuffle. Come on, somebody. It's time to shuffle for Jesus. Most of you won't remember her, but my grandma Humphrey, she was, you've heard the story, deep and wide. Ma was short and wide. She's about this tall. You know, she's hefty. But I got a bottle of oil in my belongings. That bottle of olive oil was around before I got the Holy Ghost. I go by and got the Holy Ghost in 1970. I still have that same bottle of oil. I don't ever open it up. I did one time. Its smell could run devils off. We could empty Texas. It stunk. So somebody said, why don't you pour the oil out? I said, oh, no, 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 no. It just won't have the same effect. It's broke down. It's cloudy looking. I'm not going to open it up, but I still got it. I'd go by and pray for Ma and Pa, and they'd say, get your oil, son. And when they died, I said, get Johnny's oil. And I got the oil. I would have rather had that than $1,000. I would have rather had that than a Bible, because there's a lot of memories. I'd get that oil anointing, we'd all have a prayer meeting. Can I tell somebody, you're not dead. You're not near dead. All you need to do is stir up the gift of God that's within you. Stir it up. And my grandma, she would come and she would, now folks, hang on. Y'all, hang on. Wait till I fall to worry. All you need is one good car wreck and you won't be jealous. Ma said, son, get your oil. She said, I hadn't been to church in a year. She said, all I do is sit here and talk to the Lord. And She said, Pastor, come by sometime and see me and get your old ma sitting in her chair. Come on, I feel something moving in here this morning. She sat in her little chair. I anointed her with oil. And ma, down in Louisiana, I've spent over 30 years preaching in Louisiana. They got what they call them Waukesha Indians on those rice fields. Waukesha, Waukesha. It's pumping that water in there. And ma, she was pumping. Anybody remember the old car that had to start, had to choke? You had to choke it. I got tickled. I was preaching at a place one time, and I said, I have this car. I didn't say car. I said, well, Thelma and I are glad to be here. I name all my cars. I named Thelma, Thelma Louise, Verdi Mae, Flash, Flashetta. This one right here is Lash of the Red Hot Mamas. And I said, boy, Thelma, and I got a little ornery spot, those of you who know me. And Brother Benny, I looked up and I said, Thelma's a little homely. And she goes, I said, really, she's ugly, but I love her. I said, you know, I found out she wheezes in the morning, but if I choke her a little bit. She goes, oh. I said, that's 78 Chevrolet Impala, Thelma. She goes, ooh. After church, she said, that wasn't funny. I said, no, ma'am, it was right down hilarious. You swallowed it. But old ma, she's choking a little bit. If you don't remember, y'all don't remember that about choking and patting. Put it in. Man, you're ready to go. And Ma was over there priming. Woo, woo. And I reached down, going to help her up. The Holy Ghost said, get your hands off of her. I'm fixing to bless her. And Ma goes, woo, 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 woo. And she shimmied all over the living room. Baby, if all you can do is shimmy, then bless God Almighty, shimmy. Give it all you got. Well, I just don't think it's necessary. The time coming now is that the true worshipers must worship God in spirit. And come on, your spirit. If you can shout over a ball game, you better be able to shout over Jesus. And there's troubled times. Times are hard. I remember paying 11 cents a gallon for gas. 11 cents a gallon. I remember paying 17 cents for a loaf of bread. 95 cents for a gallon of milk. You like to go back to those days? Minimum wage $1.35. You want to go back? I knew you was weak. You can't handle it. You can't hang. And I was telling somebody at a store recently, I said, you know what amazes me? I said, well, it's only 11 cents a gallon, but we didn't have the 11 cents. Now, soda water, if you get one, $3, Gatorade, whatever, you got the $3. But you want to talk about it? Come on, everybody talk about it. How hard it is. Chili's ain't empty. None of these places are empty. Said, my God, honey, we're barely making it. Did you want to go to IHOP or did you want to go to? Now, don't look at me like that. You know, I'm pouring the old truth to you. No, the devil, and he come by, he said, man, it's bad. You come into the house of God and you're just bent over with worry and care. But can you get that in your brain? There's another day coming and the rooster's going to crow again. Come on, Jesus was trying to get that to Peter. First he said, you're going to deny me. Then he said, the rooster's going to crow. And then he said, could you not watch? But then when Jesus was resurrected, he said, go tell his disciple and Peter. I want to see Peter. Come on, Parish UPC. God wants to see you in the old fashioned way. I've had people to tell me in churches, they'd say, shh. I'd go, shh. No, I was born in the fire. He gave everything to me. I'm going to give him everything. See, when I first got the Holy Ghost, I was sort of ignorant. No, they ain't sort of. I was out there. Because he said, that's the words of the Lord, that God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. I thought I was supposed to clap my hands till they bled. Then somebody said, you know, you don't have to do that. I just stopped that. Now, when I first got the Holy Ghost, Brother Jerry, I thought when they give an announcement about so-and-so got healed, we're supposed to run the aisles. I took off. When they took up the offering, I took off. When they took up prayer requests, I took off. Was I right? Maybe not in every situation proper, but I'm here to tell you my heart was in the right place. God's looking for worshipers. There at Brother Mendoza's church, they'll be singing in Spanish, and you know, I don't understand everything, and all of a sudden, one of them will go, and I just join it in. I said, come on, somebody hear me. We need to get that power in us and realize the rooster's about to crow. There's another day coming for apostolic revival. Shake yourself. Stir up the gift of God that is within you. When's the last time you had a prayer meeting and you sobbed your way to God? Or have you let life cause you to get a little callous? Brother Jerry, I've said it to you before. I remember your mama. I watched her. Brother DeHart used to set a chair out. People come and get prayed for. She would wail. Aunt Jane Lay, she reminded me. I was just a kid. She'd come by the house. She didn't get a good reception. We don't go to that church. As they walked off, I whispered, thank you for coming. Because God was building a hunger in my heart. And she said, I prayed for you. Did you tell me you prayed that I'd be a preacher? It's your fault. Brother Jerry, I don't want to lose the old path. I know you're kind of stoved up right now, man. I worried about you. Son, you're 72. Well, you look 71. When I worked at the high school, one of them sorry kids said, Mr. Proctor, you don't look 68. I said, thank you. He said, 82 maybe. I saw Brother Gary Weather the other day. He said, man, you've lost some weight. I said, yep. My wife ain't putting up with it. And you look younger. I said, son, I walked out and somebody told her, and we was at a restaurant, she said, man, you don't look 72. She said, don't give him the big head. Come on, you know what? I right now, my joints don't feel like they're 25, but my spirit feels like it's 60. Come on, I got the joy of the Lord in my heart. I can't help what happened yesterday, but I can forget it. Get up and shake myself. Son, I've watched you shout and dance all over the place. Let me tell you something, Bubba. How old are you? 16. I was 16 when they landed the ark. See, worship is work. Now, Sister Proctor, Brother Jerry, when he got, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I loved it, because you got to be an Indian somewhere. What tribe? Yeah, Osceotehija Gandale. Yeah, I knew you got our blood, my Cherokee cousin. Brother Jerry, get to worshiping God. Come on, somebody, bring back the new again, God. Bring back the new again, God. Well, I don't think that's necessary. It's more than necessary. It's a commandment. They must worship God in spirit and in truth. I was in a church doing a revival years ago. And I said, let's worship the Lord. Everybody, don't say nothing. Just clap your hands. It made me mad. I think it made the Holy Ghost angry. I said, this isn't a stupid city council meeting. This is the house of the living God. God don't need your approval. That's approval. God don't want your approval. He wants your praise from the depths of your heart. I'm not condemning nobody. But back when I got the Holy Ghost, Brother Jerry, Bob Hayes be making touchdowns. I was over here counting hairpins. Come on, it might have been what kept me. I don't want to lose my worship. I don't want to lose my praise. You say, well, I'm not comfortable. Come on, get over it. You don't mind lifting your hand for a ball player, lift it for the one that died for you. Come on, somebody stand up and shout hallelujah. Stir up the gift of God that is within you. Tiny Mike, I've seen you weep before God. I've seen you wail before God. Don't ever lose it. See, when a woman has a baby, sometimes that's the closest they come to backsliding. You know why? Because your world changed. You can't worship like you did. You got to watch the baby. You got to get up and go change his diaper. Don't get all holy and say, well, we'll just change it up church. The baby don't want it, and we don't want it. That kid's got on its master lottery to get it taken care of. Things just change. And as you get older, things change. But you can't afford to let it change you. You got to be a worshiper. You was worshiping when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, and I want to go out of this world worshiping. Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost moving on some of you. I see you wiping tears. Come on, God, forgive me. Help me to get back where you want me to be. I want to worship you like I used to worship you. I want to feel the glory of God like I've never felt it. See, you got to forgive people because you are the prisoner, not them. You're the prisoner because it's holding you captive. But when you can turn it loose, then they have no hold on you. That situation has no hold on you. In fact, people look at you and say, how in the world can they be worshiping like that after all they've gone through? I'll tell you why. Because they turned the past loose. Come on. Don't you think the Apostle Paul felt guilty? He was a cause of Christians being executed, people being put in prison, but he said, forgetting those things. What are you going to do, Paul? I can't do nothing about what I did, but I can do everything in the world about what I need to do right now. Boy, your daddy, he didn't mind embarrassing you, Brother Roland. I'd be sitting by him, and if I wasn't worshiping good enough, he'd grab my hand and start clapping them for me. But man, it kept me on the fire. Come on, you can out-sing me. There's no doubt about that. You preachers can out-preach me, but there ain't nobody going to out-worship me because he deserves the best I've got. Simon. Before the cock crows twice, you're going to deny me three times. Simon, are you hearing what I'm saying? This is the darkest day of your life. I can see Simon back on the backside. He just got through cussing. Come on, once you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't even cuss right. It's artificial. Simon started cutting. They said, oh, we know you. Your speech betrays you. There's something about a Pentecostal apostolic. You may not have it all together. You may not be doing exactly what you need to do, but just keep on going forward. And Simon's back words, and he started weeping. And he said, I didn't want to fail you. I really meant it. But I've seen you unstop deaf ears, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, fed the multitude twice. But John said, and I, John, suppose of all the miracles which Jesus both did was written in books, the world itself could not contain the book. So how many times did he feed the multitude? How many times did he raise the dead? How we don't know, because the world, you fill this building, this room right here with books. How many books? And the world itself could not contain all the miracles. That's what the Bible says. But Peter said, I wanted to be like you. And he heard the crow of the rooster. And he remembered, the Bible says, and he wept. But it was deeper than that. Because Peter, you still hadn't got it. I needed you a while ago. Let the past lie. The rooster's going to crow. Get up, Peter. Get up. There's another day coming. And Peter feels like a failure, like we all would, like I felt like a failure before. And he says, go tell his disciples. And Peter, man, how would you like to be the Lord just summons you and he specifies, I want to see him. I wonder what Peter thought. Did he think, man, I'm fixing to be in trouble. I'm fixing to... But when he walked up, he saw the loving eyes of Jesus. Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, I love thee. Simon, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yea, Lord, thou knowest all things. You know how much I love you. He said, then feed my sheep. He didn't say go through a proven place of 25 years. And if we don't see you make a mistake, we'll give a city council meeting, a church council meeting, just see if you're worthy. You're worthy when you're cleansed by the blood. You ever seen that picture? I'm coming to a close, Sister Davison. You ever seen that picture of Jesus holding a lamb? There's a story behind it, a true story. When a shepherd gets a lamb that keeps getting out of the flock, it's going to get killed by a wolf, dogs, run over. He picks that little lamb up and he holds it and he snaps its little leg. Then he puts a splint on it. But Sister Susie, he has to carry that lamb until it's well. And sometimes it takes a while. And I had a pastor tell me one time, he said, I think what I need to do is break them. I said, well, that's okay. But are you willing to carry them until they're well? He broke me. He broke me. I'm telling you, I know what it is to be broken. Sister Proctor and I, we was on a date, and Sister Susie, I forgot how to laugh. Oh, I can make other people laugh, but I'd go to the Vantage Quarters, hotel, wherever, sit on the bed and just sob. We was on a date, and I got out of the car. I don't let her open the door. That's my job. I don't even let her open the door when she gets out. That's my job. And so I got out of the car, and Brother Jerry's, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I've restored your joy. Now I'm fixing to restore your ministry. God is opening doors. We're staying busy. We're flying to Brazil in September. We're going to be preaching there. God said, I'm going to restore Parish UPC. Take the process. Let him break you, because he's fixing to restore some things. He's fixing to shake this place like it's never been shaken. And you're going to see the glory of God fall. Backsliders are coming back. Brother Davis, it wouldn't surprise me if you don't have to get you a Spanish man. This town is full of Hispanic people. I stood up one night and I testified in Spanish. I felt so inadequate. But let me tell you something about Hispanic people. They're some of the most loving people in the world. If you don't know how to say something, say, ¿Cómo se dice? How do you say this? Point at it. They love to tell you. Then they strike up a conversation. I had a man at McDonald's when he got something to drink. And we were just sitting there. She's drinking her coffee. I was drinking some tea. And this Mexican man said, asked me, was I going to iglesia, going to church? I said, sí, mi evangelística, unio Pentecostal iglesia. He said, bueno, señor. You know, if a city is all white, you're going to be all white. But if a city is multicultural, there needs to be somebody representing every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Sister Proctor translated for me the other night. She said, you're going to have to slow down. And I'll be glad to slow down. Because I preached for Brother Sines in Nacogdoches. He's a Hispanic man. And he translated for me. And then she said, you wouldn't hear him, but he was going, oh, I love it. But Brother Davis, for this hour, God has sent you to Paris. Oh, let's stand. Brother Proctor, I just don't think it's necessary for us to worship like we used to. If you don't, you'll die. Spiritually, you will die. You can't get closer to the world and get closer to God at the same time. If you're harboring things in your heart, you got to turn it loose. Listen for the rooster. It's dark. Oh, we've all seen dark days. Why did he choose a rooster? Peter, there's another day. I needed you. You wasn't there. But there's another day. You say, well, I'm not where I need to be. That's okay. This is the day. He's looking for somebody to really worship him. To really worship him. To give it all you got. We live 10 miles out in the country. I never thought I'd like living in the country, but man, I love it. We watch the deer, watch the squirrels, the rabbits, the birds. They got a bird feeder and squirrel feeder all at the same time. We sat out there watching. We'll read our Bible. We'll pray sitting out there. I wonder what it was like, Brother Jerry, when Peter got through talking to Jesus. He felt refreshed again. And the Bible says they went to the upper room, and after that, it was noised abroad. Oh, that prayer room sounded good this morning. Some people still know how to pray. God, teach me to pray. Show me your ways. Let's all gather around the front this morning, please. Come on. You say, I need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Cabo, I've watched you worship God. The anointing of God hits you. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Doesn't matter what people think. It's Him we're worshiping. Come on, reach out to Him right now. Let's be sensitive to the Lord. Be sensitive to the Lord. Brother Davis, would you come up here by Sister Davis, please? Thank you for allowing me to operate in the Holy Ghost. Mariposa, venica, por favor. I want you men to put your arm around your wife. I want you to look her in the eyes and tell her, I will pray for you. I won't never stop praying for you. I'll never stop loving you. I will be the man of God he called me to be. Come on, man. Look him in the eye. Tell him the truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ladies, look at your husband. I'll pray for you. Because when you lose your prayer life in your home, you're losing the battle. I'm not saying you got to pray 45 minutes, 2 hours. Maybe the Lord will call you to it in time. But Sister Nell, many times I'd be out here at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning before you got here to clean. And one day I just happened to see your shadow and you were sitting in that chair. Sister Nell, I don't want to forget how to pray. I don't want to forget how to pray. Because God's got a revival scheduled just for me. But God wants somebody to stir up the gift of God that's in their heart. Get over both of them. Both of them. Get with your grandparents if you're here. Reach over there and touch grandma too. Grandma, grandpa, they gotta know they're being prayed for. And I know they know it. La la boco riada bosando robataka yadaba. Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Some of you older ones sing it. Oh, let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Come on, let's love him together. Come on, let's wait on the Lord. The Holy Ghost is trying to move on hearts right now. Let him work. Sing what you feel, sister.
All my worship, all my praise, I give my all. I
Gentlemen, find you a brother to pray with. Sisters, find you a sister to pray with.
God, never to lose worship. Help us, God, to never lose, God, the power, God, of praying in the Spirit, Lord. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for that word today. Help us, God, to be sensitive to your voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Proctor. God bless you. Amen. We appreciate that word today. Amen, amen. Thank God he's a God of second, third, and 100th chances. Amen. God is so good. Amen, amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being in church. Please don't forget tonight, 6 p.m., Brother Stan Cook will be here singing and ministering. And we love and appreciate you. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.